Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
What Jesus started during his personal ministry is in existence today. Do you believe that? Well, you may not believe it's a Baptist church, but I can prove it to you, okay? I got to move on. In 1 minute, let me share this with you. The Catholic Church, you can look this up on Wikipedia, and if it's on Google, it must be true. It's on the internet. They attribute their time to about 250 AD, roughly, when the Catholic Church began. The Protestant Reformation began when Martin Luther nailed those 95 theses to that wall of that castle. Well, we see Protestant and Lutheranism. Lutheran started the Lutheran Church. You ever heard of King Henry VIII? He started the Church of England, the Anglican Church. Heard of the Wesleys? They were part of the Church of England. But they didn't come out of that, and they started the Methodist Church. You ever heard of a Church of Christ? Alexander the Campbell, you used to call them Campbellites. Again, these are good people. I could go on and on and on. Every religious group can go back to their founder. They started somewhere. These great charismatic movements and assemblies of God, they will take their roots back to the Azusa Street. You ever heard of that? Charles Parnham and the Pentecostal movement in the early 1900s. And there's a lady named Catherine Kuhlman. Yeah, Miss Iris knew her personally, you know. She did. But she was have y'all ever watched her preach? Don't watch her preach. She was on video. She was very flamboyant, wasn't she, Miss Iris? And Miss Iris would go listen to her. And all. She didn't. I'm picking on Miss Iris. She didn't. But she was back in the early 1900s, and she had thousands and thousands and thousands of people would follow her. Anyway, all that began that great charismatic movement. But when you look at Baptists, it's a unique group. They go all the way back to the time of Christ, and I don't have time to talk about this. I just wanted to tell you that we did not come out of this mother of harlots, okay? We come through Christ. I heard something the other day. Again, it was a Church of Christ preacher. Now he's somewhere up North Carolina, and he said why I left the Baptist church. So that's interesting. Why did he leave the Baptist church? His daddy was a Baptist preacher in the mountains of North Carolina, and he left the Baptist church. Is this boring to y'all? Okay, he left the Baptist church, and now he's a church. He was ordained. He's a Church of Christ preacher. Why he left the Baptist church? And he said as a little kid, his daddy was growing. He was riding around with his dad. His daddy was a preacher. And he asked his dad, "Dad, what's the difference between all these different churches? Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, what? And so his dad, he said, to the best of his ability, he explained to his son why the different churches and different denominations, okay? Well, the boy took it because that was his dad. And, okay, I believe everything you say. And then he said, "Well, Daddy, why are we Baptist? Why are you a Baptist?" Well, and his daddy said this, and I chuckled when I heard this because I've said this before. I'm a Baptist because Jesus was a Baptist. And this was an old man who his dad told him, well, it had to have been in the early 1900s. His daddy told him, he said, "I'm a Baptist because Jesus was a Baptist because John the Baptist baptized Jesus, so that makes him a Baptist." And I said, "Hallelujah, I've been saying that for years and I've never heard anybody else say that." Now some old man that's probably dead in heaven now. I like listening to people I agree with. Now you may not agree with that. And again, that's a whole nother story. I won't get on this and I'll probably get some feedback on this. But I'm here to tell you, whatever Jesus started 2,000 years ago is in existence today. That can be no debate, no debate. And you can name every other denomination, you can check it out, a starting date. They'll give you the date that they begin, except for the Baptists. Anyway, we'll move on. Are y'all mad at me? Okay. Verse number 6. "And I saw this woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus." What's this talking about, preacher? It's talking about all through the ages, God's people have been murdered, been martyred from these false churches, whether it's Catholicism or Buddhism or whatever, Islam or whatever it is. God, even today, God's people are being martyred, and that's what this is talking about. Drunken with the blood of saints. You know what the word drunken means? Staggering around, crazy. They're insane. I could go on and on. Verse number 7. Now, I can't wait to get verse number 15, but anyway. Why are you marveling or astonished now? In verse number 6, with great admiration. The word admiration back then didn't mean the same we mean in the 21st century. When we admire something, we really enjoy it. We admire them, you know. But when it talks about here, he was in awe. He could not believe what he was seeing. And the angel said, why are you marveling? I will tell you the mystery. Now here's the mystery. Of the woman and of the beast that carries her and have the 7 heads and 10 horns. And I touched on it last week, so I'll push through it again quickly this week. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Remember, the woman is riding on this beast. We know this beast to be the Antichrist. He's referred in other places as the beast. Okay. The end of verse number 8, because I got to move on. When they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. Remember in chapter number 13, turn back with me, chapter number 13, verse number 3 real quick. It talks about the beast. Chapter 13, verse number 3. And I saw one of his heads, talking about the Antichrist, this beast, as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. This is when we talked about whether he died and he was and he is and he is not. Are you following? It's talking about this time here. Behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here's the mind, and we'll get back to that in just a little bit, because in verse number 11 it mentions it again. But verse number 9, here's the mind which hath wisdom, the 7 heads of the 7 mountains which the woman sitteth on. Again, it's interesting who these 7 heads are. It identifies them in verse number 10. It's the 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. So these are kingdoms. These 7 heads are kingdoms of the past, up to where John was writing. And we know them in this order. There's the 7 kings are the Babylonians, the empire, the Egyptians, the Assyrians, and the Persians, and the Grecians. Remember those great empires that was up to John's day. Those are those ones that have fallen. Are you following? Those great empires that are fallen. The Babylonians, the Egyptians, Assyrians, Persians, and Grecians. And then he says, the one that, where am I? The other one is, okay? That's the Roman Empire. As John was writing this down, the one that is now is the Roman Empire. And then he says, and the other is not yet come. That's yet future. That would be the Antichrist and his kingdom. We'll look at that in just a minute. And when he cometh, he must continue for a short space. Again, his kingdom is that 7th kingdom. It's going to be just for a short time, that short space that we know is going to be really the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, just a short time. And the beast that was, speaking of the Antichrist, is not. And even he is the 8th and is of the 7 and goeth in perdition. So you kind of have to stay with us and going back and forth. You have the 7, he's now the 8th. He will be the leader of that kingdom that's yet to come, because he was and is not and now is. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. I'll explain it to you in just a little bit. Just stay with me. And the 10 horns for thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as of yet. This is talking yet future in John's mind. It's be during the tribulation period. But receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Again, it's talking about the tribulation period. The Antichrist is the beast. And these shall have one mind, these 10 kings, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and are chosen and are faithful. Let me just stop right here. We did a lot there, and I got 5 minutes.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.